SBS Audio is supported by advertising.
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
In this bulletin, frontline services welcome new family violence sector funding. Israeli forces kill an American Turkish activist in the West Bank. And in tennis, Taylor Fritz defeats Francis Tiafoe to advance to the final of the US Open. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyatt. Attorney General Mark Dreyfus says new ongoing funding for frontline legal services dealing with family violence will allow the support services to plan for the future. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese's latest $4.7 billion funding announcement for the sector has also committed to an ongoing five-year agreement with states and territories on family violence responses. The funding announcement has been welcomed by frontline services. Mark Dreyfus says this is what frontline legal services have been asking for.
Because of the funding uncertainty under the former government, frontline legal services were unable to plan for the future. Now they can. Because of the funding uncertainty left by the former government, frontline legal services were unable to hire staff or get new premises. Now they can.
Israeli troops have shot and killed a Turkish-American woman taking part in protests against illegal settlement expansion in the occupied West Bank. Palestinian and Turkish officials say the Israeli military shot the 26-year-old activist from Seattle in the head, and Turkey's foreign ministry says Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is to blame. Israeli troops say they were firing toward a male who was hurling rocks at soldiers. The killing comes after Israel killed at least 36 Palestinians in the West Bank during a major operation it claims was targeting suspected militants. Israeli activist Ran Nuaz says the protesters were peacefully standing up against the expropriation of Palestinian lands.
Came here and the peaceful demonstrations was violently oppressed by tear gas, by live ammunition and in other means. At some point we heard gunfire. We looked to the back and we saw that Ayla is shot in the head. She wasn't responding and an ambulance came and evacuated her to Rafidia Hospital in Nablus.
A US program rehoming Australian greyhounds is facing allegations a former race dog died after being left caged on a hot airport tarmac for 6 hours. Animal welfare activists say that after a 15-hour flight, two dogs were left on the tarmac, with one found dead in her cage and the other euthanized after veterinarians determined it was the most humane course of action given the condition the dog was in. Greyhound Racing New South Wales denies the accusations and says there's no evidence the dogs were dehydrated. The allegations come after a scathing report on animal welfare in the industry triggered the launching of a snap probe into greyhound racing, which is set to commence on September 16. Former US Republican Vice President Dick Cheney says he'll be voting for Democratic candidate Kamala Harris after saying Donald Trump can never be trusted in power again. In a statement confirming his endorsement, the lifelong Republican says that in the nation's history, there's never been an individual who's a greater threat to the Republic than Donald Trump. The Republican candidate responded on Truth Social in a post calling the former VP a rhino, which he says stands for Republican in name only. Dick Cheney's daughter, Congressman Liz Cheney, announced her endorsement last week and says Mr. Trump is dangerous.
And as a conservative, as someone who believes in and cares about the Constitution, I have thought deeply about this. And because of the danger that Donald Trump poses, Not only am I not voting for Donald Trump, but I will be voting for Kamala Harris.
And in tennis, Taylor Fritz has defeated fellow American Francis Tiafoe to advance to the final of the US Open. Fritz will be up against world number one, Jannik Sinner. I'm Greg Diet, and that's the latest SBS News.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.